What do you think your legacy will be as the police chief of Louisville Metro Government?
I believe it will be that as a result of the hard work of the men and women in this department and the willingness on the part of the community, that we are a much more transparent police department. I think the men and women of the department have a greater respect for the community, and I think the community has a greater respect for the police department. So while there is still much to be done, I think we've made a lot of inroads as it relates to connecting with the community for the ultimate purpose of really using the eyes and ears of that community to help us fight crime.
Looking back, you came into Louisville in the middle of one of the more heated situations involving Louisville Metro Police. I guess explain that a little bit. Was that like a trial by fire where you came in and about a month or 2 months afterwards there was a shooting involved where once again the community and the police were sort of pitted against each other?
Yeah, you know, I think it goes back to one of the things we've done more effectively over the course of 8 years. We're able to communicate with people. I think we build respect. And obviously when I came in, there were actually a couple shootings prior to me coming here that were controversial, or and there were reality perception depends on what side of the fence and who you're listening to, as it relates to the police officers didn't handle those incidents and the outcome wasn't what it should have been in the eyes of some in our community, and I think a lot of that was a result of mistrust and the unwillingness and maybe even to some degree the inability to communicate with each other, and that's why I think it is so important. It was so important. Early on to really establish the credibility of the department with the community at large. And that it had to start with me as the chief. And that's why, if you may recall, I spent an inordinate amount of time outside the police department, going to various meetings, listening to certain groups, going to different churches, taking every opportunity I could to listen to the community, philosophically sharing with them, after listening to them, sharing with them, and as well as sharing with the men in the police department what I thought policing should be for our community. But and I think that a lot of progress was made is that. You know, it was just early on, I get a sense that it was this us against them mentality. And I will tell you, the us against them, the two have to become one. We've got to really erase that line, that demarcation, that mentality of us against them. That is what has to happen if we're going to be really, really successful in preventing crime for the long run.
You talked about learning from successes and learning from mistakes. One of the things you said to me recently was the people's favorite police chief is the one they had before or the one they're going to have next. For you, what's something that you feel is paramount for the next permanent replacement for you to keep in place? And what are some of the things that that person needs to learn from as far as mistakes?
You know, the mayor actually said it. The next chief need to be able to connect with every part of this community. So in other words, that person has to be seen, has to be known, has to be out there. And the community has to know that chief has their interest in mind. That is absolutely critical, absolutely critical. And I believe that I've been relatively effective at that. Now, as it relates to what that person can learn from me as it relates to my mistakes, I'm sure, depending on who you ask, there's probably a long list of those things. But one of the things that I think the next person will do, and hopefully probably even be more effective than I was at it, is better connecting with the men and women of the police department. I spent a lot of time outside this department in our community trying to be a voice for the police department and also be a voice for the community. I really felt that was my role. And I wish that I was more effective being a voice for the men and women of the department. I thought I was, but obviously there's a perception by some inside the department that I wasn't as effective as I should have been. But I think it's important for them to know and for everyone to know that every day that I came to this job, it was my goal to see what we could do as a police department in the community to make that day a little safer than the day before.